Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. This is the old Rough Rider. Welcome to another episode of Rough Riders Radio. Tonight's topic, to my fellow travelers, nominal Democratic progressives, a Dutch uncle talk. Let's get to it. There are more than a few of you bozos out there in Facebook land that are stinking up the joint with this Bernie sandwich shit. I got to tell you, straight out, this ain't the time or the place as of right now. Why? Two words. Donald Trump. That's why. I'm a hard-assed progressive who knows when to make a strategic retreat and when to charge hard. Trump will be the GOP nominee, most likely, and he's nothing more than the Corleone family heading straight for the White House with no regard for any American tradition or any American nicety or any American historical landmark. He's a bulldozer. He takes no prisoners. This is the underworld versus the rest of us citizens. Bernie Sanders ain't the cat to take on something like this. He'll simply get cut to ribbons. No, the times call for a ball-busting, domineering dominatrix. And in Hillary Clinton, those criteria are more than fulfilled. Hillary was born to run against someone precisely like Donald Trump. Hillary will have Trump's balls by October and shove them down his fucking throat by November. Dan, cut the shit out. One more goddamn Bernie Sanders video and I'm going to take out my voodoo doll with your picture on it and start sticking pins in it daily. It really doesn't matter, though, because after this Saturday, February the 27th, and next Tuesday, Super Tuesday, March the 1st, it's going to become real goddamn obvious that Madam Secretary will be kicking it into high gear. She'll be leaving Bernie in the dust. This ain't going to really be that long of a slog as the so-called clever pundits would have us believe. No such thing, amigos. Starting this Saturday, February 27th, we have South Carolina. And then March 1st, Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Texas, Virginia, and I'll include Minnesota, close to Hillary's home state of Illinois. Just to pile it on even further, on March the 5th, you have Kansas, Nebraska, Louisiana, and Kentucky. By this time, Hillary will have an insurmountable lead. She already has close to 400 delegate votes to begin with alone. In a nutshell, the race is over by March the 5th. Our priority is Donald Trump, not the prolongation of the Clinton-Sanders feud. Yes, Bernie-axe, at this point, this is nothing more than a family feud. Bernie, you aren't going to just wave a magic wand and produce free college tuition or produce single payer. You're not the pile driver. You're merely the messenger. After all, what legislation have you really caused to become law while a U.S. senator? Hillary versus Trump. Let's keep our powder dry, progressives. Hillary possesses the vital traits to take Trump on one-on-one, in public, tit for tat. Sanders does not. One only had to see the 11-hour Benghazi hearings to come to this conclusion. Hillary was magnificent. Sorry, Bernistas, but not this time around. Not while there's a Trump. That wraps it up for another Rough Riders Radio episode. This is the old Rough Rider himself, rounding third, heading for home. And as always, stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we ride, you decide, and the fucking Republicans have more than stew themselves in formaldehyde.